Let's love him this morning. Lord, be everything to us. Be my strength. Be my guide. He'll be your comfort. He'll be your peacekeeper. You know, sometimes it's good just to have a peacekeeper. My dad had an aunt. I guess it'd be my great aunt. Every time in every situation, she would try to insert some kind of drama. And then she would be quiet and she would sit back and laugh. But she would watch you bicker and argue. Don't look at me like you don't have an aunt like that somewhere, an uncle somewhere. Peacekeeper, be my strength, God. Be my guide. I want to be a peacekeeper. Amen, amen. If you didn't get or weren't here this morning for Pastor's lesson in adult Sunday school, absolutely incredible. It will change your life one day at a time. One day at a time. Today is your day. Amen, amen. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word. We're going to go to John 10 and verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. How many of you want to have an abundant life, a productive life, a happy life? Every day, every day, every day, every day. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Dear Jesus, bless us today as we come to hear your word. Open our minds to understanding. Give our hearts a desire to live for you above all else. Make us willing servants, O Lord. Guide and keep each word that I speak in love and in your will this morning. I give you praise in advance for every man, woman, and child that is here today. I thank you, Lord, that we have chosen today to make you the focus and the goal of our life. We give you praise. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Everyone said, in Jesus' name. God bless you. You may be seated. As you're seated, look at your neighbor and say, today is your day. Now look at your neighbor and say, rats. Rats. You didn't expect that one, did you? Rats. Who wants to talk about rats? How many of you have ever had a rat? Oh, look how cute. Rats. Well, I went to church today. We talked about rats. You know, I did go to Dollar General. If you ever have to go there for a rat trap, they don't have them. They have mouse traps. They look a little something like that. A rat trap is the exact same thing, only quite a bit bigger. Has more of a pop to it. It's got a bigger spring on it and a bigger board. I just want to talk to you just for a few moments today about some rats. You know, there are people that are rats in life sometimes. They are. How'd you like to shake someone's hand if they come up to you and say, hey, man, shake my hand. He's not going to move because I have a rat trap. I thought that was a kind of a cute, you know, people buy pets that are rats and rodents. A hamster is a type of rat just with a short tail. Hello. Some people eat rats. Did you know that? Down in South Louisiana, where I'm from, down there, there's some folks that, and I've heard plenty of stories, and actually have been offered this. It's it's called a Nutri-Rat. You ever had a Nutri-Rat? Have you ever tried it? You have? It's actually not too bad. I've tried it. Have you ever had a squirrel? Anybody here ever eaten a squirrel? That's a rat with a furry tail. That's a fact. Look it up. Rats. Rats. Everybody say that with me again. Rats. I have just one point today, and I won't be long, but I just want to focus your attention just for a little while on the subject of rats and ultimately salvation from the rats. Do you know, ironically, that this morning at Brookshire Brothers, if you go to look for a rat trap, you'll find a mouse trap. They don't have them there. And I found it fascinating this morning that where are your rats and your rat traps? Oh, we have them. They're on aisle 12, to be exact. And the entire aisle is pet food and stuff for your pets, pet toys. And at the end of the aisle, they have rat traps, mouse traps. And they're $4.50 there. And at Family Dollar or Family General over here, they're $1.50. Rats. Isn't that a cute rat up there? It's the same back there. It's behind you and in front of you. You know, sometimes you have rats in your life and you don't even realize it. Sometimes you can be sitting by a rat. Look at your neighbor and say, hey, are you a rat? Do you know that I pulled this up, and I'm not into horoscopes or things like that, but according to the certain culture that is enlightened, I won't say what culture, but they're East, they have what's called a Chinese horoscope, and they have the rat on their horoscope. And their first sentence is, being born a rat is nothing to be ashamed of. Well, I'm sorry, I'm glad I'm not a rat. I'm a human being. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm not a rat. But we're going to talk about some rats, and I want to give you a few facts this morning. And the rat is a strangely fascinating creature. It's a creature of many nightmares. You ever had a nightmare about rats? Yeah, I don't like rats, but it is universally considered a filthy, evil, mysterious creature. It comes out in the night and in the shadows and in the darkness, and its actives are destructive, and its actions are very deadly and can be harmful to your health. There are more rats on the face of the earth. See, you thought you were coming to hear about Jesus, and you're going to hear about Jesus, but first you got to get through the rats. You know, I was driving today, going to try to find a rat trap, and a rat pulled out in front of me, and I almost hit him. He was driving a Ford. That low-down, dirty rat. Have you ever said that? How dare you? Oh, y'all don't, okay. I preach to people when I drive. Lord, bless them, Jesus. There's some people, Brother Bat, I wish that, have you ever had an electric dog collar? I have a two-set, you know, I used to hunt bird dogs, and you punch it, and boy, they listen. They get you. I wish we could invent something. You could put a button on your dash, and when a rat pulls out in front of you like that, you just kind of push it and say, zap. Did I get your attention? Rats. Fascinating little creatures. They can cause horrible diseases. There are more rats on the face of the earth than there are human beings. They are sustained by human food. Mostly human rubbish. They cause horrible diseases. They bring plagues and filth and grime. More human life has been taken throughout history of the world through plague and sickness and disease. They are a carrier and a transmitter of diseases. They're deadly as germs. As driven vandals, they must keep destroying or they will die. As cannibals, they eat their own young. Millions and millions of rats on earth already destroy fully 20% of human food. This is enough food to completely eliminate hunger off of the face of the earth. They spread scores of diseases. They bite millions of people each year. And they cause billions of dollars in property damage. And pretty much any store you go into, you can find a rat poison or some kind of little brother trap, mouse trap. Every year, infants are literally gnawed to death by rats. You know, let's go to picture number two. This is kind of a, aww, how cute. Didn't it make you want to go home and buy your grandson, granddaughter, your kid a little rat? No? Let's go to picture number three. They even make movies about rats. Woo! We better try number four. That one's kind of scary. There we go. Let the good times roll. Ooh, that's a saying here in Louisiana. Well, how do you say that? There you go. Let the good times roll. That one is in Paris. You know, they made a movie called Ratatouilleville. Ironically, had to do with food and rats. Makes you hungry, doesn't it? Let's go back one. Ooh, look at that one. Yeah, let's leave that one up there for a little while. Now, if you don't know what that is a pail of milk. And you see a little baby there and a whole bunch of rats. When I was a little boy, we had a missionary come to our church and showed pictures on the screen and what from the Philippines. And what surprised me was that they would come home from the rice fields, these folks, and this man had rats by the tail, carrying them like you would a squirrel. And he was bringing them home for dinner. Rats. Different cultures, different ways. I'm not from that culture. I'm not going to eat that. I'm sorry. But they literally will become domesticated. Rats have often crippled children for life by gnawing at their toes or fingers to the bone. One news report said that a baby was bitten to death in her crib by a rat. The exterminator called the rats in the home domesticated. That is, that they were so numerous and the children were so used to the rats being around them that they actually became accustomed and used to one another. There were so many rats that the children began to play with and to take in and protect and cuddle with the rats. Those rats would begin to cuddle against the babies, the exterminator said, and would nuzzle them and get up close to them. And you ever had a favorite pet you let get in the bed every once in a while and they kind of nuzzle it? So numerous in this home that this family would allow the rats to sleep with the children. Have an affection for the rats. But the rats would only play with the babies up to a certain point. And at that certain point, something would trigger. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The enemy wants you to think he is domesticated. He wants you to think that you can get away with that and it'll be okay. The devil wants you to think, well, nobody knows about this and it's just at home and I can snuggle up to this and a little click here, a little click there. Oh, nobody knows. I'm a social drinker. I just take a little sip. It'll be all right. You know, my friends, they just stuck the needle in just for a minute. It was okay. He'll bring you the drugs. And he'll say, it's okay. Everybody else is doing it. He'll bring you the night of pleasure. But he won't show you the lifetime of remorse and guilt.
He'll bring you the alcohol. Oh, it's cool. You won't be addicted. I have an uncle that at the age of 4, he allowed his son to begin drinking beer with him. And his view on this was, if I allow him to drink this now, he won't want it in the future because he'll drink it like milk or Coke or anything else. I stand before you today with a cousin by the name of Jordan who is an alcoholic. ...99.9% of the time that you see my cousin, he's a good kid. He's got a good heart. He's tender. But he's always got a bottle. He's dependent on the bottle. It's a rat in his life. Oh, you say, I don't have a rat, Brother Gidros, but all of us have rats at some point in our life. All of us have things that the devil comes at us with, and they slip in, and sometimes we allow them to domesticate and become part of our lives, and so much so that we forget what it was like without the rat. And we don't even realize that we're living with a rat. My dad started a home missionary church in Houston, Texas, in West Houston, and I grew up in that church and started with 0 people, and when my dad left, there were over 300 folks going there, a great church. But started in a little, actually in our living room, but we moved up after 7-8 years to a little A-frame building. And it had the pulpit right here, and there was a wall right here. And behind the wall on either side was a door going back to the prayer room. It was behind you. And one day my dad is preaching and just going to town. All of a sudden, all the ladies and men, oh! And they all jump up in their seats, and everyone's looking. My dad's looking, well, what did I say? And come out from behind that wall was a big old rat. And he walked out on stage and he looked around. Hey, how y'all doing? And he went back behind the wall. My dad looked. There wasn't nothing there. Kept on preaching. Sure enough, here he come out on this side. You know, rats always have a way of making an appearance when you don't want them to make an appearance in your life. That sin, that vice, that issue that you've been dealing with, that the devil has you trapped in. I'm here to tell you, so you don't have to be trapped in anything anymore. You can be more than an overcomer. You can overcome by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You can get rid of every rat, every vice, everything in your life through the name and the blood of Jesus Christ. My dad put a trap out for that rat. He was so big, we came back, the trap was gone. The rat was gone and the trap was gone. We fed him like that for a couple of months, literally. The trap would disappear, so would the food. Finally, my dad took a wire, he drilled it down to the floor. Come back, and the trap was still there, but the food was gone, and there was blood there, but the rat was gone too. The devil will put things in your life. And sometimes when you start out with that situation or that trial or that little creature comfort, and you snuggle up to it and everything is okay, there's nothing wrong with it when you start. But at a certain point, just like those rats that crawled in the bed with the baby, at a certain point, something triggered. And they didn't become little cuddly, sweet, innocent pets. They became a dirty, filthy rat. And literally, it will kill you. It will kill you. Sin will kill you. The devil is roaming to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. That's why I thank God that there's a church in Carlos, Louisiana,
name Harvest Time Worship Center that men and women can come together. Are we perfect? No. Do we have issues? Yes. Do we have everything figured out? No. But we have the main thing figured out. Jesus Christ is Lord. And He was crucified on a cross for you and for me. And no matter what you're facing, no matter what issue you're going through, He'll be there. The Bible says He'll be a friend that'll stick closer than a brother. All you got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Jesus. We had a house when I was growing up in Katy. I grew up in Katy. And this house and this whole subdivision had been built years ago. Katy was about 90% rice fields. And this developer had built this house in a rice field. Well, rice is a very, very, very strong attractant to rats. We had a rat get in the house, and we were chasing it and trying to get rid of it, and ended up getting out a gun, a .22, and we went hunting for the rat. And the rat went underneath the freezer in the back room. My dad gives me a broomstick and says, "You put this under that freezer, and when he comes out, I'll shoot him." I apparently wasn't too bright because I had a stick and I'm poking it and the rat came out. And he comes right and my dad's looking at him.